yeah, you're never going to get married and have babies. And it's like, cool, that's great. I'm going to go in the other room and drink wine by myself.
I think I take this single life for granted.
I like being my whole unicorn self. Like, all of my friends are married and in relationships, and about 98% of them are completely miserable.
Oh, I know.
So,
oh, it's so good sometimes, too. So Please Like My Sport has turned into Please Like My Playoffs. We have NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs going on right now, and Twitter's a mess, and we're going to get into that in a little bit. I'm Alex Cloje, FanRag Sports, and this is episode 9 of Moonshots, where we launch just moonshots into the upper deck. But they're not really moonshots, they're first world problems, and I'm joined by Jess Kleinschmidt, my colleague and co-host. How are you, Jay Birdie, babe?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Life's good. I'm sorry that I just screamed into the mic, but I'm just excited. Life's good right now. I don't know.
But life is amazing right now, actually.
Life is good. It's only April. Let me check my calendar. 19th. It feels like it's July because it's like 103 degrees in Arizona. And frankly, I don't think that this summer is ever going to end, which would be okay with me because we're off to a good start in 17. I think it's already better than 2016, which was widely viewed as a down year by most because lots of people died and other things. So
great people died was the thing. But like, you're right about like, April is a weird month. Like, it's not going by slow, but it's not going by fast. And like, I thought we were in the fourth week of MLB. We're only in the second. Like, I actually wrote an article and I was published and I got trolled for it, but I was like so out of it where I was like, I thought we were way later in the season. It's so weird.
Yeah. Time's definitely standing a little still, and obviously when it's like 95 degrees here at noon in the month of April, you tend to get lost on where you are, but we're off to a good start, and like you said, MLB is only a few weeks in, and sure enough, by the time we blink next, it'll be September, and teams will be vying for a postseason spot, which leads me to segue number one, and that's playoffs. Right now, we have the opening round of NBA playoffs. We are getting near the end of the first round of NHL playoffs. So in your opinion, Jess, which sport do you think has the best postseason?
You already know the answer to that.
Well, baseball. I love baseball in October.
I do. And I think the reason why is because you know how romantic I am about the sport. Even if it's like teams that I hate, which I don't really hate a team. I can't really think of a team that I genuinely hate. But if it was a team that I really didn't want to win, and that's usually like because it's like a Giants redundant scenario, like I'll still be happy about playoffs. Like, I still love playoffs for baseball. So it's difficult for me in that aspect. But when it comes to like NBA and NHL, and I think it could be because it's an indoor sport, I'm not sure, but those seem to last forever.
Yeah.
Do they not?
They do. Well, I guess they say that hockey's the toughest sport to win a championship in because it literally stretches from like February to November. Like the playoffs are longer than the regular season.
And we've had relationships that lasted longer than the NHL playoffs.
You aren't kidding.
Like,
You aren't kidding. Yeah. Yeah, I think, and maybe it's the small things, but, you know, I don't consider myself a baseball diehard. I love baseball, don't get me wrong.
Nobody's perfect.
Everybody has flaws, but I really do love opening day, and it's really just tough to stay on top of things for 162 games, but when the postseason rolls around, I do love, you know, you get the towels waving, you get that postseason hype, and then you get like a guy like Joe Buck on the mic, and it's perfect. Forgive me if I ruffled some feathers with my Joe Buck reference, but I just think when you mix the aura of postseason baseball in October and it's fall, and it kind of gets lost in the shuffle between college football and the NFL, and all those things are going. You still have baseball on, and it all meshes into one. But I'm a big NHL guy when it comes to the playoffs, and I've always been a fan. Grew up a Blackhawks fan. Would go to the games with my father when I was younger, and I just always had a love for hockey. But postseason hockey, and once again, I'm going to bring the broadcasting aspect into this. But if you get Doc Emmerich on a hockey game, like, he's one of very few broadcasters that I actually want to listen to, and I just think you get all these heartfelt commercials that make you want to sob tears when they're doing the montages of winning championships, and it's great.
Right.
And it's great.
So I love that.
Oh, it's so good.
I love like the montages. They're my favorite.
Oh, yeah. My God, just tearjerker city. But if I'm going to give one playoff that I just do not like, it's the NBA playoffs. I've never gotten up for the NBA playoffs, nor have I really been too high on watching NBA games. I just think it just really just doesn't get me right. I don't know if you're the same way. I know you've been tweeting a lot about the playoffs, whether it's sarcasm or whatnot.
Right. Because my thing is, it's like, I mean, either way, like, it's whatever. Like, I think it's like almost a joke how much I don't know about NBA, but I do it on purpose. I feel like if I add one more sport into my repertoire, like, I'm just going to go crazy. But the one sport I think everybody's kind of okay with is NFL. Like, nobody's obsessed with the NFL playoffs, but nobody gets like whatever about it. But the Super Bowl is like one constant that everybody seems to love. Yeah. Right. So, yeah. And I think it's because it's just one game. You know, it's not a series. It's not like, well, if we don't win this, it's fine. If we do win this, it's going to be short-lived because we still have seven more games to go. So the NFL is one and you're done. So that's what I kind of love about it. But also, no matter what, everybody's going to go to a Super Bowl party. It doesn't matter if you like the team or not. But that's probably why I kind of love the NFL. Is like, it's a one constant. It's very America. Everybody appreciates it, and it's not in a series, yes. Which is interesting.
Yeah,
enough,
everyone's interested. It don't matter who's playing. But and then if you want to throw in March Madness, you could also throw in the new format that comes.
Oh yeah,
yeah. March Madness is pretty.
You're
good.
You're a bracket. You're yeah. a bracket. My future husband is literally. I'm not going to see him all of March. I know I'm going to end up with a guy who's just like. But babe, like my bracket. I'm like okay, no. But dinner's ready.
Okay.
I do not care.
But my fantasy team like, too. It goes both ways.
I understand that. I understand the fantasy team.
Oh,
I get
yeah.
it. We don't have to talk. I get that. But your bracket, like I can't get into like the bracket. It's like cool. Like you're gonna fail.
Yeah.
After the first round, it all ends up the same, a big mess. So why even stress over it? Because men are stubborn and they love competition. And they want to have that first round to themselves.
Don't take shots, please.
No, sorry.
I'm just kidding. But yeah.
Unless it's of whiskey.
Actually, you know what? I will say this. I'm a big whiskey guy when I drink. I actually switched up to gin this past weekend. You're welcome.
Look at you.
I know. Apparently.
I wish you could have seen my face because I just made like a
yeah.
face.
Well, apparently dark liquor gives you worse hangovers than light liquor.
Oh,
liquors.
Gosh. They
not
all,
buying that.
They all give you, they
not
all
buying
give you hangovers.
Yeah, I'm still
it
plagued.
All gives you hangovers.
It's Wednesday, and I'm still dehydrated.
I can't
dehydrated.
Drink anymore.
Neither.
I cannot drink anymore.
Neither can I.
I had a half a glass of wine last night, and I'm like, meh.
Really? This morning? Like,
yeah.
Today you feel like garbage?
I feel, like, not great.
Really? Yeah. If I have...
I also am on a diet, so that probably doesn't help.
Oh, damn. So if you're on a diet, that means that you probably have to stick like you have to stay away from pizza, which brings us into point number two, pizza chains. And I am extremely high maintenance when it comes to pizza because of my Chicago roots and
right.
the fact that we could just walk on the across the street and be like, oh, we'll get a slice of pizza here. We'll go down the street and get a fantastic piece of pizza over here. So. I'm definitely a snob when it comes to pizza, and it's not my fault. It's not my fault. It's not my fault that I'm a big pizza guy. Everybody loves pizza, but in my opinion, pizza chains are all garbage. I will touch on that in a little bit, but you can give me your pizza takes. Do you have a specific chain that you go to? Or is there one that you stay away from? I want all the pizza takes.
Yeah, so I think... I feel bad because I know you're definitely a pizza snob. I'm really not.
Oh, that's okay.
I was raised in Reno, Nevada. We're known for short shorts on cops and meth.
Oh,
we
damn.
Aren't known for having great pizza, you know? So that's kind of where I'm like, about it. So I was raised off of, you know, let's go to Little Caesars, like with the extra $5 that we have. But the number one, my favorite absolute pizza chain never, ever does me wrong is Domino's.
Yeah, I figured.
Ugh. I love it. I love Domino's because they have like the new garlic bready type of crust now. Oh, it's so good. So that's probably my number one. Little Caesars isn't bad, but like we had it recently in a press box over the last, I want to say year. I'm not going to reveal who it was, but it was super last minute and like they brought it to us. And I was like, okay, this is why I don't really do this that much. But Little Caesars, like it has to be piping hot. Like it can't even be like, warm. It has to be piping hot. Yeah, it has to be piping hot or you're going to, so you don't remember that it is Little Caesars. So that's not always bad, but I have this obsession with dipping pizza in honey, and I've noticed even if it's kind of crappy pizza and you dip it in honey, it's going to be good. But I never actually had Chicago pizza. So I don't really know, like, if I would like it. To me, I just feel like it's lasagna with crust. That's my mentality. And, you know, kind of depends on that. I'm not a huge take and bake person. Also, round tables, like, probably the best, too. I don't know if you guys have round tables out there.
Never
but
heard.
It's great. But you get a large pizza for, like, $45. And I'm like, no. That's when, like, your parents leave you the credit card when you're, like, 12. And you're like, oh, I can treat myself. Yeah. So they're actually really good. So probably Round Table and Domino's are my favorite. I don't really know if there's any that I absolutely hate, but a lot of the take and bake stuff isn't too great, in my opinion. But delivery wise, like, everything is kind of whatever. Yeah. I feel like I'm also not much of a pizza snob. So I guess I'm high maintenance about everything else, but real honestly, like, not pizza.
That's ironic. I just feel like.
Yeah.
I feel like you have to set your expectations right. I mean, you can't expect to have this this, like, luxurious pizza if you're going to be ordering it from a chain,
right?
You know. So, but then again, I would never step foot. Like, I have to file a restraining order against Papa John's because I think that place is just garbage. Like, it doesn't even taste like pizza.
I don't know if I've ever actually had it.
Yeah, don't. You're off to
imagine.
A great start.
aren't they a take and bake place? They're take and bake, right?
What's take and bake? Is that when you, like, buy it at the store and then you put it in the oven?
Yeah, so it's like you go to a place and it's not baked for you. They make it in front of you, kind of like Subway style, and they give it to you, and then you bring it home when you bake it, which to me, like, defeats the whole purpose. But
yeah, no, P. John's is actually delivery, but, you know, that Papa John guy, that he's kind of suspect, don't really like him, and the pizza in itself is just garbage. I remember when I was younger, like, my aunt would always order it for us, like, whenever I slept over. I'm like, this place is garbage, Mom. I don't want to ever sleep over Aunt Michelle's again.
Right.
But that, I don't mind Little Caesars. I mean, if you're going to pay $5 for a pizza, you can't expect to, you know, be living the high life and be staying at the Ritz. You know, it's Little Caesars. I mean, it's just $5. It's convenient. But
right.
I feel like Domino's and Pizza Hut, I guess you could put in the same tier. Like, if you're going to order it, I don't have to pay.
No.
Oh, my God.
No. Domino's is above Pizza Hut. How dare you?
How dare I? It's mediocre. Just because Domino's hasn't, quote-unquote, done you wrong yet, Jess, does not make it a top-tier pizza place. I don't give a damn.
Although the last guy to send me pizza, though, it was from Pizza Hut, and it was pretty good, but I still feel like Domino's is better.
Fair. Basically, I'm just going to put those two in the tier that I'll eat it if I don't have to pay for it. So if you don't...
I'll remember that when I'm making a toast at your wedding. I'll remember that.
What? My wedding?
You're going to get married one day. You're going to get married one day, and it's going to be hilarious.
Okay, so we can all agree that you're not high maintenance on pizza. I kind of am, but you are going to bring up my Domino's reference at my wedding.
After a bottle of champagne. You bet I will.
Which is fantastic because I don't think I'll ever get married, which leads us into segment number three, weddings. Jess, you're just literally just throwing up alley-oops to me, and I'm just slamming it to the backboard and breaking it.
Like, you're almost like you're standing with the ball, like, right underneath the net. You're like, all right.
You're literally serving me up Jared Weaver-style fastballs, and I am just crushing
at
them.
At Coors. He had a good outing recently at Coors, so maybe not. But you know what I mean.
550.
Stereotypically.
Yeah, pretty much. So and more so you, and this is, I know I make fun of your age all the time, and I call you Mom,
right.
But it's
right.
Really in good fun, but you are probably more accustomed to it now than I am, being where you are in life. People are getting out the schneid and tying knots and, you know, doing all that weird stuff, taking photo shoots and getting married and like, I don't know if you're ever gonna get married, and I'm not saying that in a bad way. I'm not saying, like, oh, I don't know if, like, you're fit to get married. I just don't know if that's in the cards for you. But when wedding season comes around, do you actually, like, enjoy going to weddings and, you know, getting the free alcohol and having to go to the reception and maybe buying things, or are weddings overrated or what?
I actually like weddings. I don't like being in weddings. And, you know, I was a maid of honor for two women before, and they were enemies, and they hated each other, and they got married 3 weeks apart, and it was I was living in hell, and I was the maid of honor for both, and we're not friends anymore. Like, it is just the worst. I don't mind being a guest at weddings. I think they're fun because you can either figure out going by yourself, bring a girlfriend with you, you can just get hammered and be in a cute dress and have your hair all done and get to dance and eat tons of food and drink champagne and eat cake. I love being a guest at weddings. I hate being in weddings because you don't get to really enjoy like the fun parts of the wedding, because the wedding isn't for you. It's not for the couple. It's for everyone else. It's like, you know, they you know, most of the time they're having like their moms or their relatives put in money. So like that, they have to cater to them, you know.
True.
Do they want, you know, changing everything around for one person, you know, it's just craziness. So being in a wedding was rough. But and it's interesting you brought up the fact that like, where I am in life, but I actually went to more weddings when I was your age in 1 year. I went to 10 weddings when I was your age 1 year. And now, you know, I'm going to be 29 this year and they're all getting divorced. So it's I'll be going to weddings the next few years when they get remarried. You know, screw it up again, but right. You know, cause my thing is like, I like going to weddings and being a guest. I don't mind bringing a gift. You know, you don't have to go crazy with a gift. A lot of people like to go psycho with it. Like give them a $50 gift card to Bed Bath and Beyond. They'll be happy. Give them some cash. Like everything's fine. Like, but I actually really enjoy going to weddings because if you think about it, it's a fat party where you can get drunk. And by the end of it, they like, you're either still partying, you're maybe hooking up with the groomsmen, hooking up with the maid of honor, you never know. But I don't like that I'm always the person, like, every single time they try to set me up at a wedding. I hate that. Every single time. I could bring a date with me who could be my boyfriend, and they'd be like, hey, Jess. I'm like, what? I'm on a date right now. You know, it's always awkward when you're someone's date, you know, because, like, sometimes they're like, come to a wedding. I did that over the summer, actually. I had a good time. But I'm like the wedding crasher where I like show up and everybody has a good time. Kind of, do I dance with the bride? I got drunk. Everything was good. So overall, I like weddings, but if I have to put too much effort into it and I'm a part of it, no. So I'm going to be a really bad bride.
Yeah. Not even that, but you made a good point. It's so much better to be a part of a wedding for 8 hours than it is to be like for multi-months. You know what I'm saying? Like being in a wedding, is a total buzzkill because you have to like attend all these precursor events and like you have to be at this place and you have to take pictures. Like, no, I want to blow off your actual wedding and just head over to the reception at like 9 and start getting tanked while, you know, you're 8 beers deep already and stuff like that. And I mean, my brother is getting married in June and I'm going to be in the wedding and I'm still like, well, damn, like
how old is he?
He is 31. So,
oh, that's a good age to get married. Yeah,
it ain't bad. I mean, but you know, I'm happy for him. I can't wait. Like, it's a good family thing. I haven't been home in 5 months, but at the same time, I'm like, damn it, I gotta go home and like be in a wedding and like get fitted and pay for
trust me, you're like dodging a bullet. But do you want it? See, like, you've been able to avoid all the BS stuff. Plus, being a groomsman, like, you guys have it easy. It's the you know, bridal party that sucks. But I do have one rule when it comes to the wedding couple, though.
Ooh.
Leading up to the wedding. And that's usually, if you can observe it, if this couple once says, screw this wedding, like, let's just get married at the courthouse, they're going to make it.
Damn.
It's one weird rule that I have. Because if you're so obsessed with just the wedding, I don't think you're gonna make it.
Wow.
You know, if you're so obsessed with having this party, and sometimes just be like, you know what, can't we just sneak off and go get married at the courthouse? And two of my best friends have done that, and they're happily married right now. And if you're just so obsessed with this wedding and making the show, like, you're in it for the wrong reason.
Yeah,
that's just my thing.
You wouldn't think it, but like, that's kind of, I thought you were going the actual opposite direction, but man, if you're ready, if you want to just tie the knot right there, you must love somebody to Mars and back, no?
That's what Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard did. They just got married in a courthouse. She was wearing like a blue dress and they're adorable together. So, I mean, I'm just saying.
That's my rule. That might be my route if I ever do get married, because thinking on it, like right now, I maybe have like 12 friends and people that I like want to talk to, and that's by choice, to be perfectly honest. I'm not going to say that I'm like a loser who doesn't have any friends. I'm just trying to think of like my invitations that would go out, and it would be like 4 cards. It'd be like, hey, do you want to come to my wedding? Like, thanks for being my friend all these years.
You have to think about that too. Like, if you know how much you're paying for these people to eat, $125 a plate, you start shedding those names off quickly. Sorry, Auntie Joanie, whoever.
Yeah.
You are not I'm worried that one of my aunts are really going to listen to this. Like, really, Jess, you're really not going to invite me to your wedding? But no, like, people that you haven't talked to in 10 years, do you really want to give them a four-course meal? Hell no.
Yeah. I can't.
Watch the Instagram hashtag on Instagram. Just watch that. You're pretty much there.
I can't see you once every year at Easter and expect you to be, you know, drunk at my wedding. Like, you're not invited.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird being 24, getting out of college last year. I mean, I have friends or people that I know who are getting married, and it's just very weird to, like, because I'm just damn, like, I was wearing a onesie last night and watching Stranger Things on Netflix by myself. Like, it's a scary thought. But at the same time, I think it's funny because of where I'm at in life, and I'm just, like, so, you know, like, out there and staring into space while I do my own thing, and people are like, oh yeah, we're tying the knot. I'm like, that's great. Good luck with that.
Yeah, so. It's a weird roller coaster. Like, the last relationship I was in, maybe not, but like my first serious boyfriend, I was like, yeah, I could see us getting married. And then, like, then you get this polar opposite scenario, but then when you meet the right person, you're like, oh, let's get married yesterday. It's just weird. Like, when you meet the right person, I feel like, you know, or the right time in your life. And you see that with a lot of, like, the guys, too. One minute they're like, I'm a bachelor, and the next it's like, I'm ready, let's do this.
Yeah.
But you don't want to be with a guy who's like, I guess you're dating me now, so I guess we can make it happen now. Like, don't be with that guy. But at the same time, you know, you do have to kind of, you know, be more mature and ready and stuff. And, you know, I mean, I have a wedding board on Pinterest. I think I'm going to get married one day. Most days I feel like I am, but there's always the days where I'm like, I can't even imagine, but I think it'll happen. And I'll invite you.
No,
you can come.
I appreciate it. I'll be there. I think it's funny now, like, thinking about it right now in this moment, like, I have no intentions of,
getting
married. Like, I can't, it's been years since I've actually had a girlfriend. Like, I'm just coasting right now through life, and here I am thinking, like, holy crap, one day, like, I could be at an altar, like, and it's funny because you can't like put this face underneath the veil. Like, it's so weird,
right?
You know, you just can't. It's a weird phenomenon. Oh, yeah. And it's something that just gives me goosebumps thinking about it. But
I don't know, and this could be good goosebumps too. Like, it's kind of nice to know, like, you possibly have another person out there. Like, oh cool, we get to, like, be our ride or dies for the rest of our lives, and, like, pop out some babies and be the cool parents or the lame parents. You don't really know what kind of parent you're going to be until you're a parent. So it's just an interesting kind of dynamic. Like, would I be a good wife? Maybe not. I'm not normal, you know. it's a weird dynamic, but I'm kind of glad to know that you're at least somewhat open to the idea.
Oh yeah, 100%. Like I said, I've just been, there are times when I was upset that I couldn't find anybody, and now it's just like, and I think I mentioned it on a previous episode, that it's kind of just been a blessing in disguise because I haven't wanted to rush anything. And if I see something in somebody that, despite our connection, I just can't see a future with them, it's just like, hey, I tell them, like, hey, I just, you know, maybe I'm not looking for anything right now and stuff like that. So it's been good. I'm actually really good at sifting through my future wives and be like, nope, not this one. And I'm still digging.
Yeah.
I'm still digging, and I'm sure it'll come. But at the same time, it's like,
well, you're at a fun age though. Like, you're not quite like serious Sally yet, but you're still allowed to have a little bit more fun, which to me, I loved those years where I was like kind of in between. I'm a little more towards the serious side now. I can't be off like hooking up with random dudes or anything like that. But it was a fun like in-between process, you know, like kind of dating and having fun, not getting too serious, but not to the point where I was like, you know, being too, you know, laid back with everything, if you will. It's a nice way of saying it. But it's at your age, like, enjoy it. It's fun because you kind of get to know what you don't want, which is always a little bit more fun, as opposed to what you do need or crave or want in a relationship. So you're having the fun years at the moment. Oh. I'm like having my boring years. I'm like, I just want someone to like hang out with me without being near me all the time. You know?
No, I know what you mean. I'm definitely at the boundary I got to find between, like, hey, you just got out of college, but you can't just be like partying with like 21-year-olds. You know, you don't want to be that guy. But there are weekends when I still act like I'm in college, and I like just try to be the life of the party, and I just feel like I still have room left in the tank to do that. So finding a balance between doing that and not getting too overboard has been fun. I mean, I think, like I said, 2017/Men's Life/Gleam Season is off to a pretty good start.
Yeah, you're doing well.
Thank you very much. We promised our listeners that we would talk after we talked about the Jersey Shore and all that and all that.
I rewatched the last season. You texted me last week that you were watching Jersey Shore,
which brings us to MTV shows, and I remember clear as day, like back in 2009, 2010, that Jersey Shore was like the pinnacle of TV, and you know, despite how I'm not even gonna really call it bad, it was a very bad show, but it was just such good marketing.
Guilty pleasure.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Because people wanted to watch. And maybe not even follow like the storyline, like it didn't carry much value, but people just wanted to see like fights and people acting like idiots. And where does Jersey Shore rank on like your MTV shows, or where would that be in like your pecking order of MTV shows?
It's like a top three for me, only because I rewatched Jersey Shore. Before that, I watched like the spinoff with Snooki and JWoww, and everybody tells me I'm literally a mixture of Snooki and JWoww. JWoww is like a super tomboy, just like a bro, and Snooki is just small, tan with big hair, and she's fun and like all that. So I'm literally like them smushed together. And it was interesting to like watch as Snooki became famous and how her piece of crap boyfriend, they're married now with kids, he just used her. And it was just like interesting to watch that dynamic. But then like watching their spinoff show as they grew up and like got married and had babies, it was just a really cool dynamic to see. Like they were just these two girls, party girls, nobody took seriously, were just pieces of trash. But then as like time went on, you started to kind of like fall in love with their characters and fall in love with them. And then they had families, and you know, it's nice to know that like maybe I can outgrow my stupid craziness and all of that stuff. So Jersey Shore, and then but the Snooki and JWoww spinoff, those are like my top three. They're in my top three for sure.
Yeah, the and maybe I'm wrong here for bunching these up together, but you know, you have the Jersey Shore, you have like all of these what is it called, the Real World, like all these
reality.
Yeah,
real reality shows back then, like with the Real World and all those, like Strangers to Live in a House.
Yeah.
Like, kinda.
It was literally all of that. Like, take all of that. Like, you literally just put it perfectly and put it to a T. Like, Strangers Living in a House, or, like, whether it was, like, these competition games. I don't even know the names of the shows. Like, I never got into those. My favorite MTV show of all time was Two-A-Days back in probably 2008.
Oh,
I loved that.
Yes.
That was such a brilliant script for a TV show, and it was probably scripted a little bit or a lot of it, but it was good.
They all are.
Exactly.
They
I'm
all
sorry.
Are.
That was the stupidest thing I could have ever said, and I apologize for my ignorance, but like, and that was at the time when I was, I think, a sophomore in high school, so like that got me pumped up. Like I wanted to do well on the football field. So like, and it was, you know, it had all your drama and stuff like that, and sure enough, like a crap ton of stuff came out, like, about that head coach and stuff, like, whatever, but
Wait, what happened?
Apparently, he had, like, a second family. Like, this guy was, like...
What?
Yeah, like, sleeping around, having affairs, paying for other kids' chocolate milk. Like, it was bad stuff. Rush Probst. Bad guy.
Very bad guy.
Yep. He was, like, the coach in Varsity Blues. He was not a good dude. So,
and like they're all, I remember there was one episode and it was like the most beautiful woman I'd ever seen. Like, she was a cheerleader and she was dating a football player, and he had like the swiped hair that everybody in Texas had. And
Alex
they
Binder.
Went to a sidekick, or yeah, somebody, I don't know who it was, but they went to a sidekick, and the sidekick was like, "This is not your future husband." And it was like the most
dramatic
thing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but in Texas, like, you meet your husband when you're a fetus. So yeah, it makes sense.
That's
but
true.
It was just, I totally forgot about that. That's a darn, yeah, it's like Friday Night Lights meets Remember the Titans meets
Varsity
like Bug
Blues.
Juice.
Meets Real World, pretty much. Oh,
yeah.
Just one error/omission, Jess. It was in Alabama, not Texas. Let's.
Alabama, you're right.
Yeah,
you're right.
Hoover, Alabama. You call yourself a fan, you're not. You're a liar.
I know. I can't believe I forgot about that. That was me and my little brother's thing. I had a guilty pleasure with Teen Mom. And it was, the reason why was because when I worked in retail for a little bit, just like to get the extra cash. It was Victoria's Secret, so I wanted the discount, obviously.
Duh.
And so I met like some of my best girlfriends there, and they kept talking about Teen Mom, but it was like they were making fun of it. And the next thing you know, we'd have Teen Mom nights where we're just like making fun of certain characters. And now you watch them grow up kind of deal. And they're like on their third marriage and their fourth child and whatever. But that was a guilty pleasure. But honestly, my number one is Catfish.
Catfish. Let's go. Yeah. I knew it. Yeah. I almost forgot about it too. And I'm like thinking,
I love Catfish. Why hasn't anybody used my pictures to catfish anyone? I'm really upset.
Why hasn't anybody really catfished me in general so I could be on the show?
True.
Catfish has marred my state of being in the fact that, like, some girl that
you
I
can't
meet
trust
on,
anyone.
No. I'll meet a girl on Tinder or whatever, and I'll see her in person, and she'll leave, and I'll be like, hey, would you mind sending me, like, another picture of your face? Like, I can't cut any corners here. I need to make sure you're real.
Right.
It's hysterical. Right.
I can pick it up quickly.
Yeah, you can't spam me on Tinder. I'm too good with this stuff. There are fake profiles everywhere, littered everywhere, and I'm not buying, you know, your kick me at, you know, blonde girl X3, and we can chat online.
Right.
I'm like, if anybody seriously buys into this, like, you're a loser. Like, how do you not see it from a mile away? Like, be better.
I mean, like, there was, like, sometimes you really can't, you know, it really does surprise you. But my favorite is, like, when they end up falling in love, because that's happened, like, a couple of times. Because I truly believe you can find love anywhere. I really, truly believe that. And we've talked about the long distance before. People sometimes can't control it. But it's always cute to have, like, a cute, happy ending. But it's also scary out there. Like, if you never know who's stealing your pictures or, you know, there's harassing things, like, you know, I've personally dealt with, and it's never really, like, a romantic type of thing. It's always, like, some girl harassing me, trying to, like, find me, and, like, they'll email me on multiple social media outlets. So that part, that stuff kind of scares me. But for the most part, it's just, like, always kind of, like, wow, dude, like, you can't trust anyone. They're, like, sending thousands of dollars to these chicks and, like, these guys, and it's just, like, weird stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, I can't believe you can be that desperate to do some of this stuff, but, you know, it is what it is.
I blame the people that are sending it more. Like, if you're going to tell me that this girl, like, wants money, but she can't, or this quote-unquote person wants you to send money, but, like, you didn't get the hint that they aren't who they say they are because they're Skype is down or has been down for 9 months. Like, be better than that. Be more aware.
Well,
you know, did you hear?
Yeah. Oh no, I agree. Keep going.
It's not their fault. It is, but it's, you know, I get it. You know, if you're emotionally attached to this person and think that you have a connection and you're just kind of like maybe not that intelligent when it comes to it, I get it. But you can't be sending G bars to people that you don't even know. Like, meet once. If I know you're real, screw it. I'll pay for dinner and stuff, but you're not, obviously I'm not gonna give you $300 for an iPhone. Like, be worse. You can't. I don't know. But side note, just a real quick side note, girls on Tinder are doing these weird things where in their bio, they just have Venmo me $5 and see what happens. And
good idea.
Yeah. I mean, it's brilliant, but I hate everyone.
I saw a girl on Twitter who was like in the same industry as me putting her Venmo on her bio. Her Twitter bio.
Yeah, that's...
This girl works in sports media.
Like what?
You're stupid, woman. What are you doing?
And obviously, like, it started off for me, I was like, swipe, like an auto, swipe left. But then I'm swiping right, and I hope I match with one so I could say, do you think, like, that we are stupid? Or, you should, because you should be booted to Saturn or something like that.
Well, guys get, like, trolled and, like, deal with way more spam accounts than girls do on those social sites, I've noticed.
Oh, yeah. It's pee bad, Jess. It's not...
But did you hear about Chris Anderson, Birdman?
No.
He dealt with that catfish story. Oh, my gosh. I didn't even know about it, but, I'm old, so I watch 2020 all the time.
Sure.
And Birdman just got catfished, but it was weird. The girl was the same, but there was, like, a middleman who was, like, changing the story. I don't know what happened, but that's why Birdman got released by, was it the Nuggets? And went to the Cavaliers? It ended up working out fine.
Damn.
But they didn't want to deal with all, because she was underage, and she sent him nudies, and that was considered, you know, naughty. And so he got released, and then, I mean, ultimately worked out because he won a championship with the Cavs, but... I had no idea. They were super hush-hush about it. So when it got on 2020, I was like, I know I don't pay attention to NBA, but how had I never heard about it? Like,
right.
Even the NBA people that I know were like, yeah, I didn't know about it either. So Neve from Catfish even went on there, and he was like, bro, I've never even heard of something like this. This is crazy. So if me from Catfish is shocked,
then you're way outside of the box. Yeah, you're doing something just totally out of nowhere. But I guess we kind of veered off track there talking about Jersey Shore to Tinder and scamming people in Catfish. But Catfish, unbelievable show. I can't even believe that I almost forgot about that. But let's talk. We'll finish up here with the Why I'm Single segment. And I'm going to take the floor with this one because I just kind of had this this episode yesterday where I didn't have anything. I didn't really do anything stupid this week for me to be like, oh, that's why I'm single. Actually, you know what? No, never mind. I just thought about it. Hysterical. Okay, so we're at the bar on Saturday night having a few sodas. It wasn't anything big. Sorry, everybody. Sometimes I like to have a few beers. Kill me. Just, you know.
Wow.
You know? Crucify me.
Sorry, kid.
Crucify me.
This is a child-friendly podcast and you just ruined it.
So, So I was at the bar and I saw a girl ordering a drink. And I just kind of like, not like flagged her down, but I was just kind of, I made eye contact with her and I was like, don't worry, like I got it, like whatever. Just kind of like mouthed those words out to her. And I paid for her drink and she came over and she was like, oh, thank you, you know, for buying me that drink. I really appreciate it. And you know me, I just, it's, that was a good start, but at the same time, like, I didn't know what to say. Like, I literally was just like, oh yeah, no problem. And I flat out told her, I'm like, you know, I just really just, I kind of hate small talk at bars. Like, so I apologize if like, you know, this goes, I was pretty much like, if this goes nowhere, like, I apologize. Like, you could just walk away. Like, I don't want you to feel obligated. Yeah. But, you know, somebody else may have been inclined to be like, so where are you from? Or like, do you come here often? But like, I just can't take that route. I can't be that basic. And I don't want to be cliche like that. Like, the last two times that I've actually had conversations with girls at a bar, I've had something like talk about her. It's been a conversation starter and it's been so much more valuable. And I take pride in that more than asking a girl if she quote unquote comes here a lot. Like that's just, it's not for me. So I pretty much just told this girl to get lost. Enjoy your mimosa. Maybe I'll see you around sometime. And I, sure enough, I saw her, I saw her on the dance floor like an hour later talking to another guy. I was kind of butthurt about it, but hey, you ask for it. That's, I wanted it. I asked for all of it. Women. I deserved it. So hey, it happens.
Right.
She wasn't wife material though. Good body, but, you know, whatever. Your turn. Why are you single, Jess?
I think I just don't like the concept of the first date.
Ooh, really?
I hate it.
Oh, I
because
love
it's
it.
Like, I think it's because, like, the way that I date these days, most of the time I met them on a dating app or it was just set up. Or it's just, I've never met them before. Or, like, I can't really describe it as a blind date or anything like that. I hate psyching myself up for something that's not going to work. Not necessarily because of them, but because of me. Like, I'm not going to be impressed by this dude.
Yeah.
And it's the first date. It's like, who pays for it? Who's awkward? He probably has a girlfriend because they all, like, are lying to you anyway. And especially in, like, and in this town, it's just, it's always the same. They're always, like, rude and just whatever. So I think like it's just the first date. Like I think I'm just at the point in my life where I'm like, casual is so lame. So either like, are we doing this or are we
is this gonna
not
happen or is
kind
it
of
not?
Deal.
Yeah.
Right. And also like I've mentioned before, like I friend zone guys so much that it's like they can't reel me back into treating me like a lady. So they just turn mean.
Yeah.
So like I'm the first date, I just hate it. I don't like the person I am on a first date because I'm not myself. I'm not relaxed and I try too hard and I hate the first date. So I'm like either nothing or let's get married. Like I can't do like, it just grosses me out.
I actually feel you.
I don't like it.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you know, beforehand you're like, there's a 99.999% chance that this may not go
to... He's not my husband.
A husband, let alone a second date. So, like, why am I even wasting my time when I could be drinking wine or watching Netflix? I know that's you. I know that's 100% you. But I actually, like, love first dates because, one, thanks for showing you're interested in me. I appreciate it. And it shows that you don't think I'm weird because, there's that. And also, I just like the pregame to a date where you're just like showered and like listen to music and you're like, does this look good on me? Like, does this look good? And like, you kind of have that nerve and the anxiety, like that quick, like adrenaline rush. I like that more than the actual date itself.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I like getting ready for dates.
Oh yeah,
but
me too.
I just don't like the dates.
Me too. Yeah. Okay. I want like every girl to be like, hey, do you want to go on a date? And then like I get ready for, you know, 30 minutes or whatever, and like listen to music and get in the zone all day, and then they just cancel on me. So I, you know, we don't have to actually interact.
Right.
I could do that. Like, that's fine. Like, you could bail on me all you
right.
want. Thanks for letting
you're
me get psyched
true. Like
up.
I look cute. I'm going to take a selfie and tell people on Snapchat that I look super cute. I don't care. I'm not going to tell them that I was just bailed on.
Yeah.
You know, I'm always the one doing the bailing, though. I always bail on them.
I always do. You know what? It kind of goes hand in hand. I wouldn't say I bail on girls. I get actually bailed on a lot or rejected. But, like, there are times that I'm just kind of like, you know, this isn't really going anywhere. Like, I'm just kind of gonna wean off the conversation and hope that you forget about me. But actually, funny thing that you said that, I actually had a really, really good conversation with a girl on Tinder, and I told her that she could text me whenever she wanted. And very, very sweet girl, like total, you know, goody two shoes, like wants to be a doctor, like that kind of girl. And I told her, you know, you could text me, and she did. And we had talked for like 2 days just to kind of get to know each other. And
mm-hmm.
I figured maybe on the third day I shouldn't, and see if she like wanted to text me. And because I didn't want
right.
to seem like I was coming off too strong, and she didn't, so I just kind of like left it on the back burner or whatever. And you know, 5 or 6 days go by, and she actually texted me yesterday and was like, "Yo, Kaloje, like, did you like just stop texting me out of nowhere, or did I do something wrong?" And I was like, "Oh, dude, like, you didn't do anything. I just didn't want you to feel like
well,
I was."
Well, there's
you.
Your first thing. She's saying, "Yo, Kaloje," and you responded with the dude.
I did. No, I said, "Yo, E." Which is the first letter of her
oh.
name. Well, no,
okay.
we've talked enough where it's like, and we're,
I know, but
you know,
like the millennial dating is so weird. Like, they talk to people like they're the opposite sex. We treat men like they're chicks, and guys treat women like they're dudes, like the bro and the yo and, you know, what's up? And it's like, how is that going to be a great relationship if you're treating them like they're a member of the sex that you're not interested in? Makes no sense to me.
Yeah, that's true. Long story short, I don't know. Maybe I don't want it to come off like that. Maybe it's just a sign of comfort that it's like, hey, we could talk whenever and like
right.
you're comfortable. But like, I get what you're saying totally. But yeah, I mean, I thought it was funny because I've been like bailed on and ghosted a few times, and here she was like texting me like, hey, did you ghost me? And I'm like, no, actually not at all. I just wanted to make sure that I wasn't bothering you and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm obviously the bigger person in this broad
story. Are you guys meeting up?
Maybe. Who knows? I think she's cool. Like,
okay.
We would totes be good friends, but, you know, I don't think she's my wife. I'm just going to throw
you need there. You need to stop, like, making friends. You need to, like, be... That's your problem, is, like, you friend zone them too quickly because you're too friendly. You kind of need to be, like, a butthead.
Yeah. I actually just had this talk with one of my, like, really good girlfriends and was like, dude, I got to stop, like, being nice or, like, just talking to people because I just get in trouble way too much. Like, girls just end up hating me. They're like... You're so mean. Like, I cannot believe that you. I'm like, dude, like, I didn't even do anything. Like, I was nice to you.
Right.
You know, I'm not a D-bag and stuff like this.
Well, so. You can't, like, 100% be yourself. You can't 100% not be yourself. It's like, dating is stupid.
Oh, it's
I
terrible.
Hate it.
It's terrible.
I seriously do. After
this podcast, I'm out. I'm out again. I was planning on going out again this weekend. Nope, shutting it down for a month, going into turtle mode, and I'm not talking to anybody. I'm just going to work on myself.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Well... Yeah, so that's why you're single, that's why I'm single, maybe we'll die alone together, and we'll just be in, like, rocking chairs talking about how the Astros can't hit left-handed hitters in, like, 2091
yeah.
or whatever. That kind of sounds like a good plan. if things don't work out, I got a rocking chair saved for you. We'll die alone together.
Yes. We will die alone together. Absolutely. I got you.
Well, that'll wrap up episode 9. Just to recap, we hate your sports playoffs. Don't ever get married. And apparently don't ever order pizza from a chain restaurant unless it's Domino's, because Jess loves Domino's.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Or if you ever want to send me pizza, you just send it the Domino's way. There's always one within a 5-mile radius of me.
It's just DM Jess for her address, and don't be weird when you do so. Because she doesn't
right.
get a lot of those or anything. Maybe we'll talk about that next week because I need more of that in my
okay.
life.
All right.
So
you asked for it.
No, believe me. You're start stockpiling everything from your archives and get them fired up for next week because we might as well just open up with it. So
okay.
That's gonna do it, guys. We'll talk to you next week. We'll be back talking more sports pop culture, food, and of course, dating or lack thereof. So we'll see you next week.